The Slim Fast 14-day effect on your New Year's resolution. Day one, the new year. You want to kick it off with a bang, and you're not just talking about fireworks. Day 14, you're ready to start this year right, looking great and preferably on top.
2 weeks is all it takes to get what you really want. Swap two meals a day for Slim Fast protein shakes or bars, get in a 30-minute workout, and stick to a 1,200-calorie diet to lose up to 6 pounds in your first 14 days. Find Slim Fast in a store near you.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's American Horror Story After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's American Horror Story After Show.
Good evening, AfterBuzzers. We are here, the AfterBuzz TV Studios, Studio B tonight, talking everything American Horror Story Season 3, Episode 12 tonight, titled Go to Hell. I'm your host for the evening, David Skiflitti, joined as always by these gorgeous ladies, Sarah Huggins to my right.
Hello!
And to my left, Jillian Leff and Oriana Leo.
Hello.
It's like the weirdest intro in the world. But I'm feeling very loopy and out of place in Studio B.
Go
I'm
to
like,
hell.
Go to hell! Ah, what an episode.
Oh my gosh.
What a way to start the downfall of the season.
What a way to set up the finale.
Yeah.
There you go. Right? That's a better way to say it.
Yeah.
That's what I meant to say, but that's not what came out. We open up the episode with like sort of a throwback to silent films, which I thought was really interesting. And it gave us all the seven wonders, which I'm not sure we actually knew what they were.
Or how to pronounce the names.
Yeah.
We definitely did not
Latin.
Know them all before.
Okay, no. So what were they? You guys wrote them down.
Telekinesis.
Yes, which we know is mind control.
Conicillium.
Which is what? I don't remember.
We missed that.
Someone tweet us, please. Carl, can you tweet us? Yes. But what was the second of the seven wonders?
Yeah, the second was conicillium. The third was transmutation.
Right, mm-hmm. Which was like being able to move from one place to another.
Mm-hmm. Then divination.
Divination. Which we know what divination is, right? It's
what?
Like, it's kind of like fortune telling, right?
Gotcha. Oh, yes.
It's like seeing the future. Divination.
Number five was Vitalum Vitalis.
And bringing people back from the dead.
Right. And then Descensum.
Which was what? That was
that
like.
That's the going to hell.
Going to
her body. Oh, being able to go to the land of the dead.
Right.
And then come back from it. Okay.
Seven was pyrokinesis. Which
that's like.
Starting fire.
Fire starter.
Yes.
Like Drew Barrymore.
Yes.
And I did like the way that they did it. I mean, I appreciated it all being broken down for us because as we know, in the final episode, it's going to basically all be about the Seven Wonders.
Well, the final episode is titled The
Seven
Wonders.
It's going down. See, did anyone else think that this episode was going to be more about the Seven Wonders than it actually was?
Yeah.
Yes. I did. It was a whole tease.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It was total tease. But I like that.
The preview from last week led me to believe there was going to be a whole lot more wonders. I know, but I appreciated movement because I think that what we've been lacking in all these episodes is some sort of movement. I know the fans are agreeing on YouTube that we almost feel like everything has happened, but nothing has happened at the same time.
Right.
Like, we're watching, we love the show, but we're watching the same show every week. I don't know. I felt like,
we need answers.
Some characters' lives ended this episode.
Yeah.
Some people are coming into power. It got a little bit exciting. We finally saw the downfall of the Supreme. Like, I think the train started moving.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we sort of saw all the girls, all their powers we saw have grown. And we saw that this week.
And also, finally. I feel like everyone as a person has grown and kind of come into their own a little bit more.
Correct.
And I felt the same way about the episode that I didn't take nearly as much notes as usual because it's usually so expository where there's so much explaining to do about every character and there's a dense amount of information that we need to know and remember about every single storyline, incident, you know, this time I just felt like it really flowed.
Yeah.
It was easy to watch. It just made so much sense.
Well, yeah, it all sort of led in the same direction, which is towards
finding out who the new Supreme is.
Exactly.
And I would say Zoe was the kiss of death this week. She said that she was a Supreme. So to me, that means she's not.
Every single girl at this point has said they're the new
Supreme. Cordelia hasn't. So Team Foxy.
Yeah, Team Foxy.
And has Misty ever actually said she was the Supreme?
Yes.
She has?
Yeah, she said that she's not ready to lead. She's like, I don't want to be the Supreme.
Right, but she never said she was the Supreme.
Yeah. So, Foxy and Misty are my
Foxy,
two.
Team Foxy, though. I'm all about it. Anyway.
After we see sort of the Seven Wonders, it's the scene in the kitchen with Fiona and Queenie.
Yes, and Fiona's saying that you can attempt the Seven Wonders and it could kill you.
And you're going to do it on Saturday.
Which so basically at this point, Queenie's the only one set to try the Seven Wonders.
I didn't think about the fact that people would be dying during the Seven Wonders. Did you guys?
I did.
You did?
Yeah, I felt that.
I guess it makes total sense. I just didn't even think about it.
Yeah, that someone
could fail. If you're going to be leading a coven,
you have to be
willing to die for the coven.
Yeah.
Right. I don't think it's a matter of like failing and dying. I feel like it's a matter of trying so hard to do something that you can't do that it takes everything out of you and you die.
That's exactly it.
Yeah. Or, like, think about, if you went over to hell and you couldn't come back.
We got a tweet answer on what the second Seven Wonder was.
Tell us.
It was being able to control someone else's mind.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Having the man walk
across the
street.
Wait, but I thought something else was mind control.
Thank you.
What's telekinesis?
That's reading someone's mind.
Oh.
Reading someone's mind, not controlling
their mind. Telekinesis is moving things with your mind.
Yeah.
I see.
Learning
so much.
Amazing. we find out that the reason why all of the girls' powers are sort of coming into own is because, as Fiona reveals, your powers get stronger in the time of crisis. And she's explaining this to Queenie, that's why all the girls are sort of developing these new things.
Foxy explained that to Madison.
Oh, okay, maybe.
Yeah.
I just put a star in my notes.
Yeah.
Me too, yeah.
Because Foxy goes to Madison and she's like, have you seen Misty? I went to her room.
Right.
We finally get to see what her eyes look like, which is
hideous.
Oh my God.
Okay, wait. Death. So I don't know if you guys follow Gabourey Sidibe on Twitter, but I was telling these guys when we were watching it, she had the most hysterical tweet about being so freaked out by Cordelia's eyes that she would put her fists up to fight every time she had a scene with her. And she said, sunglasses, please. # sunglasses, please.
They're disgusting.
So even the actors were freaked out by it.
That's hilarious. That's awesome.
But she's looking for Misty and is going in her room and touching everything and trying to find
the shawls.
That was later on. They show that.
Oh, yeah.
She just wants a sign.
She just wants a sign to look for her because she's like, she's missing. And she goes to Madison to touch her. And Madison then shows us that she can
teleport herself.
Teleport. Right. Mm-hmm. And she's like, look, I didn't even have to try. It just happened. I love her.
Right. And Foxy just makes it clear, listen, you know, everyone's powers get stronger, you know, in a time of crisis. So don't be so impressed with yourself.
Yeah.
You know?
Get off your high horse.
But still, she touches Madison and
she doesn't see anything.
Yeah.
Well, I think we all sort of got from that scene was that Madison stopped her from seeing
something. I agree. And what was that power? You know, like
controlling someone else's mind, right?
Yeah, probably was. She definitely seemed to be working hard at doing something.
At doing something, yeah.
And obviously, Cordelia can't see, so.
Right.
Yeah.
Literally. She didn't really see the intense phase.
No.
The constipation phase?
Oh. Yeah.
The working hard phase.
The I gouged my eyes out because I thought I was going to regain a power phase.
Oh, well, she never. We find out later that she never actually lost her power.
Right.
Yeah.
I thought that was really interesting.
That was so sweet that her mom would tell her that after
she gouged herself. After she's mutilated herself.
Well, I mean, personally, I never thought that this woman, this character, would ever go to that length to gain magical power.
Sure.
I mean,
from the beginning of the series to now, her character has changed a lot, granted, but like at the beginning of the series, she never even seemed that interested in her magic.
But she didn't lose it. However, she was like super down and out, and she wasn't, if she didn't lose it, it was severely suppressed, you know? So what was going to bring it out had she not?
Trying, I guess?
Crisis, I guess. It's crisis. It's always a crisis, right? Yeah. So poking out your eyeballs, maybe that's the crisis that's
happening. Well, and the poking out of the eyes, she didn't even really have to do because it was the necklace that
brought
started everything.
Mm.
I do want to bring up one thing, and it's about the crisis of not looking good in your clothes and your bathing suit when you have a couple pounds to lose.
Tell us more, Ariana.
I was like, where are you going with this?
With too fast, 2 weeks is all it takes to get what you really want. Mm. And in 14 days, the only thing higher than your confidence will be your hemline.
Thank God.
Crisis averted. This podcast is brought to you by Slim Fast. Yeah. And now back to our show.
So we see that Queenie goes down to the flowery room, the garden.
Yeah.
Right, she goes down to, like, the greenhouse.
The greenhouse.
She sees blood everywhere.
Well, because she's like, where's the other...
She's like, where's Marie? She's like, where is the other Black Witch?
Yes.
She's like, there's only one other Black Witch in this house, and I need to be concerned about where her she is.
And she just sees total carnage downstairs, or blood everywhere.
Just blood, and she touches the blood, and does she not hear
Marie's voice?
Yeah, she does. Mm-hmm.
So what? At that moment, I felt kind of stunned, because I was like, how much time had passed? You know, now that there's sort of this there's an explanation of... She's been strewn about everywhere, and there's a flashback to Madame LaLaurie chopping her up and torturing her.
Massive time jumps in this episode.
Yeah, I'm still a little bit confused about it, because it's only in that Queenie story.
Well, it is only in that Queenie story, but also when she goes down to the greenhouse, the blood seemed fresh.
Right.
Like, it was still, like, wet.
Right. And yet there was, like, a whole torture dismemberment that happened.
At some point.
And then jump to our lovely Madame Mallory, like, curating her own house tour. Like, it just seemed like there was so much movement.
Fresh makeover.
Snazzy haircut.
Yeah.
And
that girl had a few slim fasts.
Nice, she looked good. Blazer.
Yeah.
Blazing out.
She was arriving in the year 2013 or 2014.
Maybe 2007.
Not mentally, but physically.
Maybe like 1999.
Yeah.
Well, and I wouldn't have thought it was...
She's getting there.
I wouldn't have thought it was such a big deal, but then Papa Legbeth said, like, time is different here.
Well, that was when she... Okay, so...
Yeah, we should
Queenie
back up
goes upstairs, and she's, like, looking through Marie's stuff or, like, notes that she had taken while she was in the voodoo house. And she decides that she needs to contact Papa Legbeth to try and find Marie, because she knows that they are, like, friends.
Besties.
And they hang out, and they, like, go on shopping trips, and they go for brunch and stuff. Not true. And
I wish it was.
I mean, imagine.
It could be one of her missions.
Showing up for brunch. One of her yearly visits. You have to take me to bottomless mimosas.
That's
she's
amazing. Like, okay,
to Denny's.
To Denny's. That would be amazing.
But we find out that when she sort of conjures Papa Legba to come to her.
She does which one is it? This one, right?
Yes. Yeah. So she goes to hell, which is... What we find out is everyone has their own personal hell.
Right.
Her personal hell happened to be the chicken joint that she worked at before.
Chubby's.
Which was amazing. She's like, you're Papa Legba and you live in a chicken shed?
He's like, no.
You live in a chicken shed.
You live here. which I thought was interesting, because it was, again, they always explain the title of the show eventually.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But I liked the twist on how hell is your own personal
Me
hell.
Me too.
Yes.
I liked that, because when we talk about heaven and hell, because we talk about it all the time.
Yeah.
You know, that's like a regular brunch conversation. You know, we would think, you know, you do something bad, you go to hell, you are with all the other sinners.
Well, she was with other sinners.
She was.
But that one guy, his personal hell was that he could smell the chicken, but he never got to eat the chicken.
Right. Which is a sad.
No, that sounds pretty awful. Yeah. Except for me, it'd probably be bacon.
Ooh, you'd smell bacon and you never get to eat it.
No, it would be right there and I just would never be able to reach it. That would be...
I don't know. I enjoyed the writing on their part. So bravo.
I totally agree. Yeah.
And that's when he tells her that it's time for you to get back, otherwise you're going to get stuck here. And she's like, well, I've been here for 5 minutes.
He's like, no, time
moves differently here.
Right.
So she makes it back.
And he's surprised that she makes it back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think he thinks that she's powerful enough to do it. Or maybe he was testing.
He says to her that many have tried before their time and have failed.
Right. Well, which is probably a potential fatality of the Seven Wonders.
Yes.
And he also says, which I think we kind of knew, but he says, as long as the voodoo queen lives, LaLaurie lives.
Right.
Yes. So, which we, like, later
she then
found
makes
out
a deal
about.
With him.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, then let's get rid of... What's her face?
Well, she sort of talks him into it. You know, she says, listen, you have a deal with Marie Laveau that she delivers you a baby once a year or whatever you request once a year. She's chopped up in a million pieces scattered all over the city, so she really can't do that, which means Madame Laveau could die if I tried to kill her. And he's like, you know what? You're right. You're right, girl.
You're a clever witch.
Let's do this. Like, let's kill her. Meaning, you kill her.
Yeah.
Right. Bye.
Good luck. And that's when we find out that she's curating her own museum.
And she's right. changing the story, which I think is hysterical.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So
trying to set the record straight.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just concerned that no one notices she's standing in front of a painting of
right.
herself.
You were really,
I said it several times because I'm very concerned about the fact that
David
nobody
was,
notices.
David
just looks
really
the same.
Trying to play Captain Obvious and...
But when she, in all, oh, well, she, I was going to say, when she first walked in, she had on a full little
when she first walked in, but
garb.
She's standing she, right yeah. in yeah. front of the painting, giving the freaking tour.
She's a distant relative.
And nobody was like, you look exactly like her.
What's up, girl?
Hmm.
How interesting.
I've seen that face before.
Yeah.
Right?
I think it's convenient. They have to get the story moved along somehow.
Well,
you
yes.
know.
But in real life, I
and
would
again,
be that person.
And again, how much time has passed?
Exactly.
How
yeah.
much time has passed?
She got the makeover. Queenie was waiting for her. Like, you know, how fast did this all happen? I mean, I kind of, I guess it's fair to assume that it happened quickly because the original tour guide was stowed up in the torture chamber and she was still alive.
Right.
She was breathing.
Right.
But the makeover, it's like, well, did she just chop up
I mean, I guess you
Laveau
could do that
and then go run out and get herself
she did
a makeover
like a,
quick?
Yeah, super quick chop job. Yeah. Chop shop on Madame Laveau. Go over to Nordy's, get a well, quick
super
makeup.
Cuts.
Yeah, super cuts.
Super cuts.
Super cuts.
Nordy
goes a little too short. That's how you know.
And they left it a little long in the back.
Yeah.
A little mullety.
But the mullety goes sometimes, you know, in the South.
Yeah.
You can pass with a mullet.
She was working it.
Mullet-y.
Yeah.
Well, she's also got a crisp suit, so you know. It works. They go together.
But, you know, I appreciated her death. It was exactly what we were all wanting in the chamber. Yes?
Who's death in the chamber?
Delphine's.
Delphine.
But Kathy Bates. I was not that happy with her death. The way that she died. I'm happy that she died.
What were you thinking?
I was hoping for something like a little bit more epic. She just got stabbed in the chest and then that was it.
Right. I was thinking more about like... Queenie was so expecting, you know, repentance and a second chance and deliverance. And she's just like, I am not interested.
Yeah.
But at least I'm not a liar, you know. And she brought up, again, this black versus white racist issue that I'm sorry we have not had a real discussion about this season. But, you know, maybe we can add on another episode or something.
Yeah.
She had said, so Madame Lalaurie had said that when Queenie was trying to do the intervention, when she was crying, when she was watching all of those old videos that Queenie had put on for her.
On the magic box.
When the Hank the Skank shooting happened.
Oh, right.
She said that she was crying, but she wept for the state of what the country is in now. So, you know, all
the
of the
lies.
Things.
To tell
yes,
the lies.
All the lies. And she was so sad about the world and what
she,
the world, what's happened
well,
here.
Well, repentance
she said
now.
What she said, to quote, was to tell a colored man that he can be equal to a white man is a lie.
Yeah.
And that she was crying for the state of our society that we would encourage anyone to think that they're equal to one another.
Right.
And that's a really big statement to make, I think.
It is a really big statement. It is a really big statement for a woman of her time to be making as
Correct.
Well. Because women in her time weren't even equal to white men.
Absolutely.
Right. You're right.
So.
But she was
a pretty
powerful
ballsy.
Lady.
She was. But fans, I wonder what you have to say and what your take on that statement is. Is it true? Do you think it's true? Do you think this is coming from an outdated character?
Yeah, and when you're commenting, comment on YouTube, but also comment on iTunes.
Yes.
It bumps up our ratings, makes us look awesome, tells us that people are viewing our lovely show, not only on iTunes, but on YouTube. So make sure you like, thumbs up, star, everywhere.
Thank you.
Emoticon.
And tweet us during the week.
Emoticon.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I would love an emoticon.
Right.
So then we see Fiona is getting her paint job.
Which is fierce, by the way. I thought that painting was amazing.
I enjoyed the painting as well.
I wonder who did that, for real.
Well, it was like, the same. It was the same man who did Margaret Thatcher,
right?
Yes,
and did Sting. Of course, because now Myrtle is just so fabulous. She needs to only have the best.
Myrtle's amazing.
Myrtle is amazing.
We didn't get enough Myrtle this episode. There.
I can't get enough Myrtle.
She brought up Halston.
Oh, yeah.
I love how everything
Halston sold his line to JCPenney.
And he got kicked out of Bergdorf Goodman's because of that.
Yes, and she was saying you made a decision and you have, what did she say, you've like, something like affected your life the way Halston did when he sold it to JCPenney.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so but that was when, Kyle and Zoe, but
that's a good
Fiona, you know, she has this meta moment where she's looking at herself in the reflection.
Mm-hmm.
She's like,
this is the face they're going to be stuck with. Yeah. I probably only have 2 more weeks to live, and I'm here having my portrait painted.
And then her nose starts bleeding.
For me. Yeah, and then her nose starts bleeding, and she goes, oh, perfect timing. Why don't I give my daughter that I love so much our heirloom jewelry.
Well, she starts to say her goodbyes.
Yeah.
Which I think is...
insincere.
Totally.
Well,
yes.
Exactly. She's not really planning on dying, so...
Right.
But at least she tries.
Yeah. She hatches an elaborate plan that Cordelia is able to see through by touching the special necklace.
Maybe at that point she had decided to say her goodbyes, and then after she's like saying her goodbyes, she's like, you know what? Screw this. Kill everybody and I'm going to live forever.
I think she was thinking... Well, we know that she was thinking that the entire time because of the ticket.
Right.
But I loved the sort of flash forward, the imaginary flash forward of all the girls
impaled
over the house, just completely dead. And it was
incredible.
And then just Fiona walking off.
Yeah. Oh, and ripping the necklace
off her daughter's neck that has a... She had a bullet hole in her head.
Mm-hmm.
And good.
She goes to see the Axeman, or Cordelia goes to see the Axeman
to warn him.
Yeah.
And she says all these horrible things.
I'm shocked about that he believed her right away.
Really? I'm sure he did some drinking over it.
Right. That's true. But I mean, everything she told him ended up being totally true.
Well, this is what I'm confused about. I think that he saw the ticket.
He did.
I think that he saw the ticket before we saw him see the ticket in the purse. She was there at another time, and he might have seen it hanging out of the bag or something. I don't know, fans. What do you think? I was a little confused by Cordelia's vision and then him taking it out
and,
at a later time.
Was he able to see any of her vision? Was he able to access any of that? Like, was she just explaining it?
I think she just explained it to him.
Because I kind of felt like he was setting it up. Like, he was being... She was like, oh, there's no music. Like, this is odd. And he kind of set it up, went over to the purse, pulled it out. Like, he was waiting.
Well, yeah.
That's what I think.
For the confirmation.
Yeah, me too.
What I'm saying is I think that he maybe saw the sign of something going wrong and ignored it because he was like, no, she loves me. Because how many times do we do that?
Right.
Like, push everything aside. Nothing else matters. What red flag? Because love conquers all. No red flag.
Red flag forest.
So I was a little confused by that.
God.
I was a little confused.
okay.
But anyway.
So my entire life flashed.
Oh my God.
Everyone's having a moment.
We're like all silent.
So before that happens, we skipped around a little bit. Cordelia and Queenie go to get my favorite character.
Oh, yes.
Misty.
Well, she finds out, Foxy finds out by touching all the shells and cutting herself in Misty's room on something.
On her earring.
I don't know.
Earring.
She hears her singing.
Stevie.
Landslide.
Yeah.
And she gets the vision of where she is to go fight her.
And then she's like, we gotta go get this girl. And so she brings Queenie to the cemetery. And Queenie's like, I'm gonna go get a night watchman. What does she say?
Jackhammer. A guard with a jackhammer.
Right. And she's like, no, you forget that we're... Everyone else in the world sees a door, we see a window.
When the rest of the world sees a wall, we see a window.
Door, window, wall.
I mean, the quote was good.
Next.
The quote was good.
And then Misty finally comes back, which is amazing for
all of
us.
Well, she's dead in the coffin.
And Queenie shows another skill.
Another skill. By Dylan Fidelis. And she goes... She brings her back to life.
That was a great impression.
It was really
good. It was an excellent impression.
But then, quite possibly my favorite scene out of the entire season of American Horror Story happens next, where Misty and Madison get into the most fierce fight.
Well, Zoe comes back.
Ever. And that's when Myrtle compares her to Halston.
Right.
Yes.
She's like, "You're back. What are you doing back?" And she's like, "We made it to Florida, and we were hanging out in the park, and then Kyle kills this homeless dude, and I bring him back from the dead, and I am the next Supreme." And then in bursts...
And it's Madison, who's like, "Oh, you can't control him, huh?"
Yeah.
And, right? It's a total, you know... See you next Tuesday, really, is what she is.
Totally. And then in bursts Misty with the other two, and they go at
it. Oh, no, you didn't.
Beautifully choreographed. Situation. Just
girl fight.
Blonde on blonde girl fight beat down where Misty just kicks some serious ass.
Yeah.
And Madison's crawling all over the floor.
Screaming and crying and bouncing off banisters.
This is what I appreciate about the fight, right? So usually a girl on girl fight.
Madison shorts.
Hold on. Usually a girl on girl fight is like sexy and kind of there's a lot of
hair pulling.
Yeah, you know. It's titillating. Like, let's have a pillow.
Meant to titillate.
This was ferocious.
Yeah, and it was a beatdown.
It was a beatdown. And I appreciated that, even though, obviously, Emma Roberts had to be in those gold short shorts. I feel like we almost saw her butt or some other things.
Right.
But, I mean, for the most part, you know, I appreciated.
I'm not sure she has a butt cheek. That's so skinny. So skinny. There's no butt cheeks hanging out of the store.
Storm fast, baby.
Yeah.
No, but I did appreciate that it wasn't a sexy fight.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was
like
it was a mean
fight. It was mean. I'm pretty sure Misty threw a couple elbows and punches to the face.
She's like, "Hey, Hollywood."
And she kicked her.
Yeah. While she was on the ground. While she was down multiple times.
Good fight.
It was a great fight.
And then in walks the Axeman.
Bloody.
Covered in blood. And Madison says, "You just walked into the wrong house." And they all lift up their hands.
That was an amazing
It was good. A great
he goes
scene.
Flying.
Well, wasn't that the first time that we've all seen them come together?
I think so.
Against the common enemy,
I think at a all. Man.
Or at all.
Of course a man. Yeah. It would of course be against a man. So. And to have them all be in the house together.
That's true.
And all common united against. And I think that's part of it is because Fiona's not there.
Yeah,
that's Fiona's always the divisive factor.
Mm-hmm.
But then when they start, like, you know, moving items with their minds.
The knives,
or whatever. And they start stabbing the Axeman and going, "Don't mess with the coven." I thought, this is how he died the first time, right? He walked into that house. He was going to slay one of the ladies, figuratively and literally.
Mm-hmm.
And they slayed him first.
Well, they decide to kill him because they find out that he killed Fiona.
Right.
And did say with an R.
Which I'm very sad about.
Are we sure? Are we all sure?
That she's dead? Yeah. I guess we'll have to wait and see. But as of this moment, I think she's passed.
And can we just have a moment of silence for when I was 8 years old, I had a calico cat. That was the story she was telling when she got axed in the head.
Those were her last words.
Her last words were calico cat.
Although
I felt like that was wrong.
Yeah.
Fiona could have gone out in such a glamorous way. Remember when she was preparing the corpse?
Yeah.
I would have loved to have seen her go out like that.
Well, she does have the power to bring back people from the dead, and we've known that Misty brought herself back from the dead.
But
the
Misty
first
was
time.
Like, "Even I can't bring someone back when it's their alligator shit."
Right, so apparently she's been fed to
the gators
in the swamp.
Yeah. But could it be possible that Cordelia just said that, wanting everyone to think that there was a certain truth?
Ooh.
That's very possible.
Because everyone's going to believe her.
Right, and we didn't see a flash of it or anything.
And we didn't see anything in the Axeman where they just show his face. He doesn't make a quizzical face, but he also doesn't really confirm it. So I feel like there's a possibility that she's saying that so that the girls will do what she wants.
I thought what was interesting about that whole scene where he kills her, I don't know, was that she wasn't scared of him at all. Like, I would have thought, I don't know.
She never took him seriously.
No, she was just like, whatever, dude.
Oh, my daughter came
to
visit you. I hope she's in the bathtub.
Yeah. It's like, you're going to be in the bathtub, sister. You better like get it together. I don't know. I thought that was interesting that she wasn't scared.
Well, she seemed like she underestimated a couple people.
That's true. Yeah.
But I think that they ultimately figured her out in the sense that, you know, like when Cordelia was talking to the Axeman and she was saying, you know, you have that face on you. I know that face. Like, that's the face of someone that loves my mother and she loves herself. Yeah. And personally, like, I know everyone's talked sort of about what they think about her character, ultimate end. I'm disappointed in the way that it ended. I don't think that it's over. We have never seen her personal hell, so I'm curious to see what her personal hell is.
Oh, interesting.
We do know that...
Getting old, I bet.
That's where I think that she'll come back. And I do think that, you know, maybe one of the witches that are going to be tested in the Seven Wonders, their personal hell is with Fiona. And that's where I think that that's going to come in, and that's going to test the witch. I have a feeling, because I don't think she's done.
Yeah. It's going
to
be Foxy.
If Cordelia tries to do them, I think... That would be
she
her
has to try to do them.
Would be to spend the rest of eternity with her mother. But speaking of personal hells, we see Delphine's personal hell.
Oh my god. Oh no.
Where she's put in the reverse side of her own sort of torture chamber where she's across from her daughters.
Right.
And she eternally has to watch her daughters be tortured by Laveau.
And now what I was confused by was that when Laveau has this moment that she breaks.
Right. She didn't realize that she was dead.
She's like, I don't want to be here. I don't want to be here. That confused me.
Well, she was in hell and she didn't realize that she was dead and that she was actually there.
Is she dead?
She's dead.
Madame Laveau.
Both.
But I thought she couldn't die, even though she's in like a million pieces.
He killed her so that he said that the only way Delphine could die is if the other one dies.
Right. So we didn't see any of that.
But we saw Delphine die, so clearly Laveau is also dead.
And they're both in their personal hell.
And
exactly. Because it's her personal hell to have to be
with her.
With her.
Forever. For eternity.
Got it. Yes. So Marie Laveau's personal hell is to be in this horrible torture chamber with...
That makes sense.
With Delphine.
Yes.
And torturing an innocent.
Right.
Because she was like, I bring you an innocent. I don't want to have to, I don't torture them. Like, yes. I don't do this. And he's like, well, you're in hell now. Okay,
and
I got it.
I own your soul and you will do what I say.
See, I thought that he only owned her soul in life, not afterlife. So I guess we know now
that. She sold her soul to the devil.
Forever. And he owns it forever.
And it's like Queenie said, she was in breach of contract.
Yeah.
By not being able to fulfill her obligation by being chopped up
a million pieces.
Yeah.
Right. So they're both dead now.
So they're both dead in their eternal hell.
All of our
and they have
ladies.
To spend eternal hell together.
Together.
So fitting.
Yay.
So now we know that the next Supreme has to be discovered.
The next Supreme has to be discovered. They're
Fiona
all
failed
standing around.
Her obligation.
Yes.
Which was to name...
Her successor. Right. They're all standing around admiring the painting, which is now up.
And they're all lying about Fiona.
Yeah. And they're like, oh, she was a great woman. She was a great this. She was a great Supreme. Big
but
shoes
Foxy
to fill.
She was like, no, she was a terrible Supreme.
Right.
She was honest.
And she never did. She only cared about herself, and she didn't do her due diligence, and she didn't name her...
Successful.
Her successor, so you're all being tested. Sunday at dawn. Get
we
your
ride.
Shit together.
But that includes, my question is, though, that includes Foxy, right? Or is something going to happen where
she
has
says,
to?
You're all going to be tested, not I'm going to test myself.
Yeah, but what happens if everyone's tested and nobody passes?
Totally.
Well, then they haven't found the Supreme yet.
Oh my gosh, if that's a possibility,
right.
Because we all need to be prepared that there is a possibility.
Right, there's
going
to be
a twist.
Name of Supreme.
Right, because when they all found out that Fiona was dead, Madison says, does anyone feel different?
Right.
And
right.
No one said, oh yeah, I totally feel different.
I remember there was stomach.
Maybe like not instantaneously, I think. You know?
I don't know. I'm concerned.
Oh yeah, I felt better. But yeah.
I thought it started in the toes.
Well, hopefully.
What was that? The sky is falling.
Earthquake.
Oh no.
I'm just kidding.
But
that was basically our episode. Did we miss anything?
I'm pretty sure.
I don't think so.
That was it. I mean, we might have missed a couple little things, but it was a really fast moving episode. It's amazing the pace that they just amped
it was
it up.
Like this.
Yeah. I'm devastated that next week is our finale.
I think the fan coven is too.
I
am too. Well, on that note, let's jump into news and gossip if anybody has anything.
Does anyone have anything? You know what I noticed? That there was no I didn't see any clues for next season. Did you? Did anybody else?
I think it was just in that one episode.
I mean, they said they were going to start in that episode. I didn't think it was just that episode.
I mean, I read the Entertainment Weekly article after the episode, the day after, where Ryan Murphy confirmed that there were multiple eggs, as TV people like to call it, planted in the episode. And I don't know. Like, I've been checking the fan blogs and doing all of that, and I mean, I think we know what it's going to be about.
Just not how it's going to
just
manifest.
Not how it's going to play out. Yeah. I mean, I have heard so much about the atom bomb and about, like, all the things that we talked about last week.
Right.
The Red Scare. And, I mean, it's going to be fantastic, whatever it is.
Right.
When they announce it, I have no clue. But it was just announced that American Horror Story Coven is going to be at Paley Fest.
Right.
Oh, nice.
So that's a panel discussion, and there's a lot of press there. So I have a feeling if he's going to do it, he might do it there.
That's true.
You know, Ryan and Brad might take that opportunity with everyone sort of there. Or he could do something crazy, like drop it on Twitter. Or they have a really good relationship with EW, so maybe they'll put it in there. But I have a feeling we're going to find out sooner rather than later, especially because of the popularity of this show.
Right.
Okay, let's jump into predictions then.
Cool. Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Ooh, that's new.
I know.
Yeah. Okay.
So fancy. Well, we do have a prediction here from Carl.
Ooh, let's Carl. See.
On Twitter. He says, what if the girl isn't in New Orleans? The Supreme may be a mystery, which is something that we're all sort of, I feel like, preparing ourselves for here, is that we're gonna see these girls try the Seven Wonders. Someone's either gonna die or no one's gonna be able to perform all seven.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Go ahead.
Go.
I'm really worried about it. I feel like if it doesn't happen, I'm gonna be really disappointed personally, and I'm not ready for that kind of disappointment. But I do have some predictions.
Okay.
I predict that perhaps someone will be challenged to revive Fiona if there are some body parts in the swamp. There will be some kind of manifestation of Fiona in the next episode, whether it's a personal hell or it's a wonder that needs to be performed.
Gotcha.
I also predict there are going to be some amazing hats at the ceremony.
You're hilarious.
Those wonderful witch hats.
Fashion predictions.
Halston.
They're going to have something amazing.
Halston
it could
originals.
Be a DVF Halston combo. You never know.
Okay.
Well, to go along with what I already said in the podcast, which I think was quite brilliant and just off the top of my head.
Uh-huh. Repeat it because I don't remember.
I think that Fiona is going to come back in the Seven Wonders.
Yeah, okay.
Sure. Besides that little prediction, that little nugget that I left you guys with, I do think that possibly Carl could be right in the sense that maybe the way that the writers will leave it is that it ends with the Seven Wonders and then a random cut to someone somewhere.
Like a little girl, maybe.
Oh my gosh, that will make me so mad.
Gets the powers and then it's fade to black. Because
that's how they like to do it.
They've been known to do some crazy stuff
yeah,
before.
That's true.
If that happens, my heart will be broken forever.
Yes.
But also, if it does, I'm excited to see who that witch is.
Right.
I know who it is.
Could it be a guy? Could it be a guy? Could it be a warlock?
It's me.
Could it be a man?
They never said anything about a warlock.
Is that even possible? Right? Yes.
Sarah, what do you think?
I have hopes, not predictions. I hope that Fiona is not dead. I hope that we see her again because she's my favorite. And
But if she isn't dead, then we can't find out who the new Supreme is.
Well, I hope we see her at least in the finale, which I think we will.
Fair.
I predict we will. And I'm hoping that Foxy is our Supreme, even though it's slightly predictable, hence predictions. I feel like she needs something this season because she's been really down and out.
I'm going to crap on your theory that Foxy could be the Supreme because she has a physical ailment now. She is blind.
She did that to herself.
She's still blind.
But it's not genetic.
And she can see through people.
She's still blind.
But she did that to herself. That doesn't count.
I think it does.
No, because she could easily get eyes back by someone else.
I guess.
Yeah, she can get new eyes. She can eye transplants, remember?
Come on now.
I know. I still think Okay. Whatever. Well, do you have anything else? We will find out next week. I still think it's Zoe. Said it from day one. Say it again. I still think it's Zoe.
News.
And I am in the final.
And you're the
Supreme. And I actually am the Supreme.
David for Supreme.
Okay, so where can everybody find you, lovely ladies?
I'm at Sarah on the Go, Sarah with an H on Twitter.
I am at Jillian Leff on Twitter or at Jilly Leff on Instagram.
On Twitter, I'm at Miss Oriana Leo, Instagram at Oriana Leo, and find me on Facebook too, Oriana Leo Official.
And you can find me at, you can call me Skiff on both Twitter and Instagram.
That's easy.
From everyone here at the AfterBuzz TV family, we'll see you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
And just so you guys know, next week we will be having a guest here on our show.
A special one.
A special, special guest. So get excited.
Woohoo!
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.